Hi, this is a dictation for Brandon Royal, who is here for a follow-up evaluation on 6/28/2022. The Brandon Royal date of birth is 7/26/87, date of accident 7/30/2021. The patient reports that his pain in the left shoulder and left knee is 30 to 40% better. And he is currently using all the treatments. He reports that he saw Dr. Vaidya for his lower back pain and neck pain issues. He has been recommended to have a surgery for L5-S1 disc issues, and fusion surgery along with disc replacement have been recommended. The patient still wants to see spine specialist of America, Dr. Redden, for a second consultation. He reports that he can walk up to two blocks on his left knee. He can climb the steps a little bit better. However, he never had his MRI done, so nobody knows whether he had a meniscus tear or not, or whether he needs a surgical repair. However, he was sent to an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Zuma, for a consultation for shoulder issues, left shoulder, as well as the left knee. He was requesting a neck pillow, and at this time, patient is having pain from 7 to 10 with radiation from the neck to the right arm and from the lower back to the right leg posteriorly in as well as dermatome fashion. ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. 30% relief has been obtained so far with all the therapy and medications. The patient has following ADLs that are reported. General activity, walking ability, and sleep are affected 9. Work is affected 8. Enjoyment of life is affected 6. In the system review, patient has following symptoms. In neurology and psych, positive symptoms are difficulty sleeping and weakness, and denies any other symptoms. He has no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, memory problem, balance problem, or any confusion, disorientation. He denies any anxiety, depression, or panic at this time. No PTSD, no nightmares. In the pain and numbness, the patient has ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back, as well as into the left shoulder, left knee, and stiffness in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowels, or blood in the stool, trouble swelling, but he reports some stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has asthma but denies any difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has slightly improved, like 30 to 40%. There are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are narco. And substance abuse, none is reported except marijuana, which patient utilizes for health. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 159 over 111, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 90. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 5/25/2022, dictation number 0602-092. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy for the neck, lower back, left shoulder, left knee, 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Home exercise and McKenzie program are recommended. Patient will remain disabled for work and housework and transportation. Medications are provided to the patient are Celebrex, 200 mg daily, Lyrica 15 mg twice a day, Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, Voltaren gel, lidocaine patch for topical pain relief, and gabapentin 60 tablets. For pain relief, I have provided a separate prescription of Narco 525, one pill on a PRN basis daily. If there is too much pain, 20 tablets are prescribed. Thank you. His maps and labs have been reviewed, and the patient has been found to be in compliance. End of dictation, thank you. He'll be seen in a month's time. At this time, we are not planning for any other injections except for sending him to the specialist for confirmation. His neck issues are not related to the automobile accident, and so no attention is being given to that. Thank you.